Sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. Welcome to the Lord's House and Messages on Demand. And now, today's message.
Our Father, we thank You today for Your blessings. I thank You for Your love and Your mercy. And Father, I now ask Your anointing upon this word as it goes forth today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we get into the message today, just a brief announcement here, because we are making some changes. You know, since 2008, we've been making our ministry and the ministry of some of our friends available on our website, what you're listening to today in many cases. And we've told you to go to Messages on Demand button to find that message. Well, that's now been changed and the button just says Messages. So we want to point out that is a minor difference. And we'll soon be making some changes to our opening and closing to reflect a little bit of change that we're making in the ministry. But again, I invite you to ask your friends to listen. Invite them to listen to the ministry. And don't forget also to let us know that you've been listening. And let us know if it's touched your heart and life. Well, let's get into the message. As many of you who've listened to this ministry over the years know that I seem to like to incorporate a song into the message some way. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring the words of a song to my mind, and it just seems to play over and over in my mind. And a lot of times as I'm driving down the highway, I'll begin to sing that song. And sometimes it gets a little discouraging when I listen to myself because my voice isn't what it used to be. But I begin to sing the words to the song, and maybe it plays over and over and over in my mind, and I just can't get it out. And then God begins to speak a message to my heart through the Holy Spirit as to what we would share with you. And so it was with today's message. And I realized we used to play songs on, when we were on the radio years ago, play songs. And because of copyright situation and everything, we can't do some of that anymore. But we can share some of the information of that song with you. And as I said, a song began to run through my mind this past week, a song that I haven't heard in years, and quite honestly, a lot of the songs that I refer to, I haven't heard in years. People just aren't singing them anymore. They're in the hymn books. Friends of mine that I knew recorded them years ago, but just seems to be some of the forgotten past. And as this began to play in my mind, in fact, I got the title confused with another song. And the words that begin to play in my mind was, "Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?" And so I went to Google, and you know, I'm thankful for Google because a lot of times it helps me find stuff I can't find any other way. So I went to Google and I looked up, "Are you ready?" And sure enough, I found a song and I realized that's not the right song. So I went and searched a little bit more and finally found it. Found it in a hymnal that I had actually when I found the right title. And the title of the song actually was "There's a Great Day Coming." And that's what we would title today's message. And "There's a Great Day Coming." And I remember singing that song in the church when I was a kid. And these parts that began to stick out in my mind, though, was parts of the chorus. And the one part in the particular was, "Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?" And the first verse of that song goes like this: "There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come?" And then it goes back into that chorus, "Are you ready?" Ending the chorus with, "Are you ready for the judgment day?" Will Thomas wrote that song somewhere in the latter part of the 19th century, maybe possibly early 20th century. And that song is still fitting today because we need to know, are we ready? Am I ready? Are you ready for that day that's going to come? And as I looked at the words of this song, that, as I said, the first part, there's a great day coming when saints and sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day? That day is going to come when God is going to gather His children home, and we are going to be parted from those who have never accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. The Bible even tells us that there could be two working in a field. One will be gone and the other left behind. There could be two doing anything. In some cases, one will be gone, the other may not. Some cases, maybe they're both gone. I don't know how true this is. I heard years ago that the airlines wouldn't let a Christian pilot fly with another Christian pilot. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe somebody was just trying to make a point, but it's something they might ought to give thought to, because, hey, that day is going to come. And the second verse speaks of a bright day coming. That bright day that's coming is only for those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. If you are living in sin, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm sorry to tell you, your future holds nothing but gloom and doom. Now, I know we talk about people that spread a gloom and doom message, but I'm here to tell you, if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then there is nothing for you but gloom and doom. But if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I don't care what you're going through right now, how drastic it may seem, how it may seem like that there's nothing good can come out of it, I've got news for you. There's a great day coming. There's a bright day coming if we've known Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. For the Christian, it can only get better. But if you don't know Jesus Christ, my friend, it's only going to get worse. The third verse speaks of when the sinner shall hear its doom. I want you to think about that. The Bible tells us that we all start out sinners. We are born a sinner. Romans 5:12 tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We are born with a sin nature. Now, I know somebody's going to come up, what about a baby that doesn't know anything about this? No, babies are protected there. Babies are in a state of innocence there where they can't make a decision of right or wrong. They can't know the difference. And God's made provision for them. But once we begin to understand the difference of right and wrong, that sin nature kicks in. And it can kick in at a very early age anymore, where that we know the difference between right and wrong. We know what we're doing is right, or we know what we're doing is wrong. So we're all born in sin. Romans 3:23 also tells us, for all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. There is nothing that we can do on our own that will bring us into that perfect right relationship with God. I don't care what you do. There is only one thing that will bring us into that right relationship and put us in line for that great day that's going to come, and that's accepting the work Jesus Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. So the Bible tells us that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. That's kind of a gloom and doom situation. Thompson's song says, there's a sad day coming. And even though Mr. Thompson wrote this song well over 100 years ago, he was talking about what we're seeing in the world today. And my friend, we look around, and it's more than a sad day in many cases. Just listen to what's going on in the world. Listen to what's going on around you. Oh, some of us, living here in America especially, and some of the other first world countries, we may have a lot of advantages people that are living in what we consider to be third world countries don't have. But spiritually, are we any better off? I want you to think about that for a minute. Are we really any better off? If you turn on your radio or your television, or you listen to sermons on the internet, some will tell you everything is great. I know there's another song that just came to my mind there, the song that part of the words go, everything's going to be all right. Well, that's true. If you're a Christian, everything's going to be all right. Down the road, maybe, but everything's going to be all right. Some will tell you that you're living the best time of your life. And I will have to say that for some of you, that could be true. You may be living the best time of your life. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it is only going to get worse. We talk about preppers here in the United States, and those are people who may live off the grid, where they think that no one can find them. They may stockpile food. They may learn to live off the land. They may learn a lot of these things. They may live in many ways like folks did 100 years or more ago, thinking that they will be safe from the catastrophe that is to come. And sometimes we may snicker at their style and what they're doing. But that day is coming that they're prepping for. It really is going to come. But if you're a child of God, you're going to miss it. You're going to be with Jesus. You're going to be with the Lord. But I also think about those people that prepare for it in that way, and I'm reminded of a movie I watched many, many years ago about an atomic attack that took place on America, and how this family was fleeing the large city, which I think in the movie was Los Angeles, and the things that they went through, people trying to steal from them, trying to kill them, trying to take away what they had. And my friend, if you have to live through some of the things that are going to come, that's what's going to happen. It is going to be a sad day. It's not going to be a time of rejoicing. Yeah, there will be some people that will rejoice, but on the whole, there's not going to be, I don't believe, that much rejoicing when it really sinks in what has happened. That sad day that's coming is for those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, who don't know God's Son, that He sent to die on a cross, that we could have forgiveness of sin, if we would accept what He did for us on the cross. And there are those that will not listen to the message. There are those that will not want to hear what God has to say to His people. Those who just won't listen. And the Bible, which is God's holy word, tells us of things that are to come. It tells us of things that were prophesied over 2,000 years ago that you and I are seeing today. I want you to think about it. And for those of you that haven't, go back and read some of these things in the Old Testament. Some of the things that Jesus talked about, some of the things that the apostles wrote about, some of the things that John in the book of Revelation wrote about that were going to happen in the last days. and we're seeing them fulfilled in our days. There were things that were prophesied more than 2,000 years ago that could not possibly happen until the last 70 years. I want you to think about that. There are things that could not happen until Israel became a nation again. And 70 years ago this year, Israel became that nation. You know, it stuck on my mind the other day that those who were born in 1948 are the generation that shall not pass away that God was talking about through the Holy Spirit as John began to speak to people, or as the Holy Spirit began to speak to people and tell them what was going to happen in the latter days. We're living in that last generation era. Christians are being persecuted unlike ever before. Oh yes, there was great persecution in the beginning. Then it somewhat tapered off as in around 300 AD, Constantine declared Christianity the state religion. And it kind of tapered off to some extent. But now in many parts of the world, even in parts that are supposed to be Christian, Christianity is being persecuted. Today, Christians are being persecuted for standing true to what they believe the Word of God has to say regarding certain things. Christians are being persecuted in every country of the world today, including the United States of America. I want you to grab hold of that a minute, folks that are listening to me in the U.S. Christians are being persecuted in the United States of America. All you have to do is look at the news. Even the fake news will tell you Christians are being persecuted. In the Bible, in the books of Daniel and Revelation and other prophets that wrote what would happen at the end of the age, we're told about this. And some of the events that are going to take place, some of the things that are going to happen, some of the things that are going to take place before that great day comes. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus, in speaking to his disciples, says in verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." I want to pause here a moment with this verse. Because that great day that's coming could not have come prior to the last 50 years. Maybe 60 years, somewhere along in that time frame though. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And my friend, we are living in the time when the gospel of the kingdom is preached in every nation. We may not have boots on the ground, as they say, preaching the gospel, but it's available. It's available by various forms of media, and especially forms such as the internet, which most of you are listening to this message via the internet, or by CD possibly. But it's available. Never before until the last 50, 60 years could we preach a message and that message be heard around the world at the same time. And today it's possible. And it says, then shall the end come. We're living in that day where it has come to pass. And Jesus tells us in chapter 24 of the book of Matthew of other things that will come to pass. Things that were not possible in his day. And I imagine that some of the disciples probably looked at each other and said, how can this happen? And of course, at that time, the known world to them only included maybe a third of the globe. They didn't know about the rest. And yet there were people out there that needed to be preached to. It was not possible in their day. But on our day, it has happened and is continuing to happen. That song said there's a sad day coming for those that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we're seeing that happen today. That sad day is not only coming, it's here. It's here because here in America, that bastion of Christianity and religious liberty is seeing Christianity weakening and crumbling. Statistics show that many who attend church really don't believe all the gospel. They'll pick and choose what they want to believe. They don't believe that you have to obey what the Word of God tells us. I have read several times of one church, at least one church, who has a pastor that is a declared atheist. And you say to yourself, how can that be? Well, I'm here to inform you that for years, some churches have had pastors that may not have been atheists, but they weren't Christians either. They knew how to preach because they went to school and they learned how to put a message together. They were knowledgeable in what the Bible had to say, but they had never accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. I know I've mentioned this before, of a pastor in the area where I lived in Southern California many years ago, that one Sunday at around, I believe, around 70 years of age, realized he had never accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, that he was lost, and that if he should have died at that moment, he would have been lost for all eternity. He gave his heart and life to Jesus Christ, became filled with the Holy Spirit, got kicked out of his church. My friend, we'll see him in heaven though, because he made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. The third verse of that song also reads, when the sinner shall hear his doom, depart, I know you not. Well, that comes right from the Word of God. Luke chapter 13, verse 27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not, whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. I'm sorry, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you fall into that category as a worker of iniquity. But the second verse states, there's a bright day. And that's what we as Christians are looking forward to, that bright day. And if you're listening to me today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can still experience that bright day by calling upon the name of the Lord. Because Romans chapter 10, verse 13 tells us, for whosoever, that means you, that means me, that means anybody, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's promise to us. Romans 5, 8 also says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross. His blood was shed that we could have remission of our sins if, and that's the big if we accept what he did for us. Yes, we can acknowledge Jesus died on the cross. We can acknowledge that he rose from the dead. We can acknowledge everything that the Bible has to say, but if we do not personally invite Jesus Christ into our heart and life, then we are lost. I know I've mentioned it before. I was raised in church. I only knew church. And yet one day when I was 13 years old, Sunday school teacher was talking to the class and said, we're going to pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit tonight. How many have never been filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, I raised my hand. I hadn't. Another young man raised his hand. She looked at the first one and said, we're going to pray that you be filled tonight. And she looked at me, didn't say that. She said, Kenneth, are you saved? And I realized, no. So I said, no. And so she said, we're going to pray that you get saved tonight. And that night, as people had gathered to worship, and unfortunately, we don't have a lot of Sunday evening services anymore. But that Sunday evening, as the song service was taking place, the Holy Spirit began to move. The other young man went down to the altar to pray to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I went down to the altar to accept salvation, to ask Jesus Christ into my heart, and at the same time was filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance, spent some time in the presence of God. Oh, my body was here, but my spirit was there. That's what can happen when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We've been singing a lot of songs in here, and I can't actually remember the title of the song. I used to have a soundtrack for it, I believe. It was called O Buddha, I believe was the title. And the chorus goes, it won't be O Buddha who's sitting on the throne, and it won't be Muhammad who's calling us home. And it goes on and names a few other names. I'll tell you, the only one that's going to call us home, the only one that's sitting on the throne, is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. And my friend, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's a great day coming. You may be in the farthest despair you could possibly be in, and you call upon the name of the Lord. He comes into your life. And I'm not telling you that's going to instantly get you out of it, because it may not. But I am here to tell you that you put yourself in a place where you are now a child of God. A child of God. And you can look forward to that great day coming when He's going to gather us home. If you read the Bible, if you listen to the news, you realize that everything the Bible talks about that's going to happen in the last days is transpiring. There are only a few events that actually have to happen between now and the physical, literal return of Jesus Christ to planet Earth to set up the millennial kingdom. But before that happens, a period of 7 years known as the tribulation must take place. And prior to that, friend, I believe with all my heart is when the event we call the rapture is going to take place, and Jesus is going to call the church home, and with the trumpets going to sound, we're going to rise to meet Him in the air and forever be with the Lord. That's the great day that's coming, my friend. If you are a child of God, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I don't care what nationality you are. I don't care the color of your skin. I don't care what country you live in. I don't care if you're rich or if you're poor. I don't care what the events you're living in right now. But if Jesus Christ is in your heart, that great day is going to come. And the question is, are you ready for that day to come? And Father, today, if there's any that's listening to this message that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray that the Holy Spirit would pour conviction in their heart and spirit, and they would call out upon the name of the Lord. And friend, if you're listening and that's the case, all you've got to do is say, Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. I confess to you I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Wash my sins away. Make me a part of your family. And when you call upon His name, He'll come into your heart, and you can look forward to that great day that's going to come. And you can be forever in the presence of the Lord when that day does come. Now, may Yahweh bless you and protect you. May Yahweh make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh look with favor upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you have been blessed by this message and that you will invite your friends to listen. If you would like to contact us, please visit our website at www.tlhf.us. You can also contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us or by post at the Lord's House at P.O. Box 1348, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production and a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship Incorporated. Thank you.